Morning, everybody. Welcome. Not quite as nice as last Sunday, but still, somewhere the sun is shining, the S-U-N, but we know the S-O-N is always shining, so. Okay, before we get started, I don't want to forget, Donna has posted up there that we got to set the clocks back Saturday night. No? I'm sorry?
I know.
Normally, we would be starting Sunday school, but obviously with the restrictions and everything else, we won't be doing it. We'll be putting that off for a little while. So, normally, we would be having church service at 11 o'clock and Sunday school at 10. Instead of meeting like we have been for worship at 10. So, does anybody have any objections to continuing to hold our services at 10 o'clock? Anybody? Yeah, and I guess Mary Abrams had spoken to Betty and Gordy.
Yeah, they didn't have
to. Makes no difference to me. 10, 10:30, 11, I just want, you know, whatever's more convenient for you. I'm sorry? Yeah, as long as we all show up at the same time, that's true. Is 10 o'clock okay? Continue? Yeah. They're going to be leaving for Florida soon, but yeah, we'll make sure everybody is aware. Okay. Well, that's true too. Okay, let's be sure though that we get everybody notified. I'm sure Donna will send out her usual email, but there are a few people who don't get or don't have that service, so we'll need to make sure that we contact them by phone. So, remember to set your clocks back an hour. I know, Mary, I know it's, yeah. You hate that time, yes. Gets dark earlier. Okay, 10 o'clock next Sunday morning then. Okay, does anybody have any announcements? Go ahead.
I don't know if you heard me, but we're trying to collect 317 candy canes for our soldiers. We're packing them in the packages going to the PTSD homes. We're also helping veterans homes, so they're going in those. So that's why we need so many. So if you'd like to help, just bring them in, or if you want to give me the money, I will buy some, and we'll do what we can do. We have some money that I've already collected that I'm going to use to buy them. So.
What size? 7 or 8?
About like that.
Okay. I think, Candy, you had announcements?
Yeah.
Any other announcements? Okay. Right. Let's prepare our hearts to worship. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to come together to worship you. In spite of the restrictions, in spite of everything that all of us have been going through with this pandemic, we are here, Lord, because we love you. We are here because we feel a need to be in your presence and for you to be amongst us. We rejoice in you, Lord, knowing that in spite of all of these things that are happening, you are still on the throne, and you are indeed with us and will never leave us nor forsake us. Help us, Lord, to enter into worship from our hearts this morning, to give you the praise and honor and the glory that you so richly deserve. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Donna?
life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly
Okay, does anyone have anything they'd like to share this morning? A joy, a concern, a prayer request? Anything?
I would like to thank everyone who has come to help pack shoeboxes. I will continue to be here each Sunday after service, and I will also be glad to come up if you want to give me a call and set a time to come up and pack shoeboxes. We've got, I believe, just from what we've packed here after church, 54 boxes done so far, I believe, if I've counted right. No? Probably more? Okay. Well, I thought it was 54, so I'm looking to pack 200 shoeboxes, and I'm determined, so I will have 200 shoeboxes by November 23rd, all packed, and I need as much help as I can. And I appreciate all your help and for all your donations and for your time. Thank you in Jesus' name.
Anyone else? I'm sorry? You have a shoebox video. Okay. Donna has a shoebox video. Oh, well, you have something, Joan?
Yeah.
Okay, let's let Joan first.
I had some trouble with my refrigerator, and it just quit working, and I lost a lot of food. But we got it fixed. Oh. But it's still not right, because I can feel wetness on the shelves. But yesterday, a friend brought me a used one, and we put it in the garage. So if it happens again, I can put all the food in there, and I'm so grateful for it. And it didn't cost me a cent. The person just blessed me. God blesses me all the time. He's wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, God is so good. He knows our needs before we even find them out ourselves. Okay, anyone else?
I would like to say thank you to everybody that's stepping up to clean, and because it's a big job and we've done a lot here, so thank you all for that, and anybody that's helping out with the shoeboxes too. So God bless you all for participating and helping the church keep going. So
okay.
We're few in number, but we're strong.
Mary.
I learned this last week, I think it was, or maybe the week before, that the guy who I did my first babysitting job for, he's had the flu shot, and he had an allergic reaction to it. He is now paralyzed. Mm. So prayers for him. He's in some place for recovery. They're trying to do therapy on him and that. But it's rough on Kay and him. Kay and Ed Amon. He lived down the road from me. He came up one day and asked my mom if I could babysit. I was like 14. Okay. I've known them ever since then, you know.
Oh. I had never heard of somebody being that allergic to, or having that kind of reaction.
It's one of the side effects you can get, but you don't hear a lot about it.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of things we don't hear about. Okay, anyone else? Okay, Donna, you have a video? This one gonna be in English? we had subtitles last time.
Started to have anger in my heart. Well, 1 month later that my brother passed away, the police took my mom to the prison. name is Veronica. I was born in San Antonio, Texas, to an American father and a Mexican mother. Growing up, my father became an alcoholic and was not part of our lives. He went to prison in Texas. So then my mom decided to move us to Mexico, where we lived with her side of the family. So April of 2009 is when my brother passed away. He fell off a bunk bed and had brain damage. I was 12 years old and couldn't really understand why God had taken my brother. And a few months later, my mom was sent to prison. Once we received a phone call where she said that she had met a pastor at the prison that had an orphanage with kids, my mom asked if we could stay there. So I arrived at the orphanage, which was the beginning of the year of 2010. And I would hear, "Oh, God loves you," and we'd go to Bible study because we do devotionals every morning. But I really didn't care. And it's almost like I had like a wall. I was very angry towards God, because when my brother passed away, I started thinking, well, if there's a God, he's not a good person, and it's not nice, and he clearly doesn't love me or my family. I remember just on Christmas is when I received my shoebox. And I was opening up the box and saw a bunch of things. But then I got to the bottom of mine and I pulled out a card, and it was a Christmas card from this family. And then inside it said, "Oh, we love you, and you have a family here that loves you and is praying for you." And I just lost it and I started crying, because that's what I needed and what I wanted. That's when, like, I feel like the walls in my heart sort of broke down, and I could feel in like God's love in a more tangible way, like I had a letter in front of me. So after I had received the shoebox, I decided that I wanted to know more about Jesus and really figure out who he was. And I can feel his love, but I didn't know who he was. So it was a lot of just discovering who he is and really trying to figure that out. And then I accepted Jesus in my heart. I was 13 years old. And then after that, I said, "Hey, I want to do something good, but I don't know what. So I take care of the boys or the girls." And then we started a soup kitchen as well. So then the opportunity came up to teach the Greatest Journey, and since we had 270 kids out in the soup kitchen, we thought it was a great opportunity for those kids to be discipled. So we'd feed the kids, pray, have icebreakers and things like that. While I was at the orphanage, I was there for about 5 years. There was this family, and they fell in love with my siblings and just with all of us. And we were able to move back to the States and live with them now. For the first time this past Christmas, I packed shoeboxes with my small group girls that I lead back in college. We all went to Walmart and stores and packed shoeboxes and sent them away. I would say that every box counts, and that each box is specific, because your box matters and it brings hope to kids just everywhere, and joy. You don't know how, you don't know, maybe it's, you know, the physical box, the container, or a toy or letter or anything. It counts and it matters, so you never know how people feel loved.
That's what can happen with the shoeboxes that we pack and send out. You never know. You never know. So, We all have the opportunity to be used of God in a mighty way. Yes. Okay, any last? I'm sorry?
She's encouraging everyone to
help. Okay. Any other thing before we pray? Last chance? Any other thing? No? Okay, let's join together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that the things that we do here, even though we are a small congregation, we're very small. Yes, there are some members not with us here this morning, whether it's because of work or other issues or things going on. But yes, we are small, Lord, but yet we are mighty in you. And we can do all things through Christ. Because, Lord, you are the one who strengthens us. You are the one who leads us and guides us and preserves us and provides for us to do the work that you give us to do. We thank you for the opportunity. And we know we've packed a lot of shoeboxes in the past, and we're going to keep right on packing more in the future. Because we love you, Lord, and we love this work, and we know that there are children out there who need to hear the gospel, and their families too, and their neighbors. It's a wonderful work, Lord, and we thank you for the opportunity to be part of it. We thank you, Lord, for all those who are here with us this morning, and we pray your blessings upon those who could not be with us for whatever reason. May your grace abound toward each and every one, Father. And for those who are afflicted in some way, like Mary explaining about this gentleman who had a reaction to the flu shot, and we know that there are others in our congregation, and we certainly think of Chris and Ardith and others as well, certainly Lisa. We thank you, Father, that you are so faithful and loving and kind and merciful. We thank you for the comfort that you give us, the strength, all the wonderful blessings. We praise you for it all, Lord. May you be with those who call upon you because they have a need, even now, this very moment. We thank you that you are there for each and every one of us. And again, pray for this nation, Lord, because we are so divided. May you send forth your Spirit to work among us and turn our hearts back to you, Lord. Because that is the thing that unites us. That's the only thing that truly unites us, Lord, is the common bond of your Spirit in love. Thank you, Father. Help us to be lights, not only in our community, but wherever we may go, whatever we may be doing, whether it's in the grocery store or a doctor's office, driving down the road, may we be open, Lord, to the call of your Spirit to pray for others or with others. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We are your children, and we do love you. And again, thank you for being here with us this morning. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Sorry.
This is Pastor Appreciation Month for October. October's Pastor Appreciation Month, and we have this little gift for Joe and for Mary, too.
Thank you
very
much. We
appreciate all that you do.
Thank you very much. I appreciate each and every one of you. And it's an honor and a privilege to be here. It really is, because you're such a wonderful group of people, so much love in your hearts. You truly are family to us. Thank you. Thank you very much. Honey, would you? Oh, all right, okay, that's all right. Okay. All these things are awkward, you know? I can't wait to get back to normal. If I ever was normal, I don't know. No comments, Mary, no comments. This past week, I was looking out my living room window, just gazing outside for a few moments, and I happened to notice this bird that flew down and landed in the road adjacent to our house, and just walking around and doing its thing and everything, and it just got me thinking. It's funny how the Lord inspires you and gives you insight into things, you know. But I was just thinking about this bird, and we've all seen birds in high branches, or maybe atop a telephone pole or something. And then all of a sudden, the bird just decides that it's going to go someplace. And it takes this leap off the high branch or off the top of the telephone pole, just leaps. And then it flutters its wings and flies away. And I thought, gee, I would never do that. But that bird has confidence that even though it leaps off this very high pole or tree branch or whatever, that it's going to be able to fly. You know, it has the confidence that its wings are going to enable it to fly away. How many of us have that kind of confidence with the things that we do? You know? We all face situations that are new to us, that present challenges. And oftentimes we think to ourselves, I can't do that. Or maybe God is calling us to do something different. You know, get involved in something. So I can't do that. I don't have the talent or the skills or whatever. I just don't. I can't do that. You don't have the confidence necessarily in God that He's going to provide the wherewithal that you need to do that. And I think that's all part of human nature. You know, we're so used to being in our comfort zones, and you know, we just don't like to take a step into the unknown or do something different that we've never done before, never experienced before. There are some people that like that, but I think most of us, you know, because I've heard it a lot of times, you know, when we've been challenged to do something different, myself included, we just don't feel qualified or able or whatever. We don't have the confidence. And part of that is because we just don't have the faith in God that He's going to provide everything that we need to do it. Which got me thinking, you know, again about that bird. How did that bird get that confidence? How did that bird get that confidence to be able to jump off the tree branch or off that high telephone pole and be able to fly away? There's no doubt in that bird's mind that it's going to be able to do that. But think about it. That bird hatched from an egg someplace in some nest in a tree. Okay. And it started to grow because it was fed by its parents and everything. But it didn't know how to fly. It didn't know how to do anything. And it just, it grew, it got a little bit stronger, whatever, but It had never flown before. Had never flown before. But yet, there came a time when that bird had to get out of the nest. And if that bird didn't want to get out of the nest, the parents pushed it out of the nest. But if that bird did it voluntarily, that bird took a leap of faith, so to speak. It had never flown before. It had never done anything like that before. But yet, it leaped out of the nest and fluttered its wings and flew away for the very first time. And ever since then, it had the confidence that no matter how high it was, no matter what branch it was on or whatever, that it would be able to just take that same leap and fly away. And the same thing would happen to us too. If we, at some point in time, would take that leap of faith that God was calling us to take, we would gain that same kind of confidence that, yes, Lord, you are there to catch us. Even if we should fall, you are there to provide everything that we need. And that's how our confidence and our faith grows, because we take that initial leap of faith, not knowing what's going to happen, not knowing where it might lead us, not knowing anything, but just trusting God that he's going to provide and he's going to take care of us. And that's what it's all about. Is there anybody here, and I'm not asking you to raise hands or anything, but think about it, is there anything or anyone here where God is calling you to do something that you've never done before, to take that little leap of faith? Or maybe we as a congregation, maybe the Lord is going to lead us to do something new. And maybe that's one of the reasons too why or how he might be using this pandemic, because we're not doing some of the things that we used to do. We're having to do things differently, aren't we? And we're having to kind of stop doing some of the things that we used to do, maybe because he wants to bring some new things into our lives, into our congregation. Maybe there's a new ministry of some sort. Maybe there's going to be new ways of doing things, of worshiping, or, you know, I don't know. But God might be calling us or preparing us to be called to do something different, to take that leap of faith, to trust him. Because I'll tell you, he is there for us. He is there to catch us. I remember, you know, in thinking about that bird this past week, I remember several months ago, we had a bird's nest for a couple of years now, sitting right on top of our floodlights that's at the corner of our garage, just under the eave. And I don't know why they built a nest there, because the garage door always goes open and closes, you know, we go in and out. And it's not that high. It's maybe as high as the projector. And we could see the birds up there. We could see them feeding and everything. And the parents flying away and bringing food back and everything. And I remember one day, all of a sudden, the bird that was in there, it actually fell out of the nest and landed on the driveway. I was a little concerned because I didn't see the parents. The bird, you know, started flapping its wings a little bit. It didn't take off and fly, because I don't think that it was, I don't think it intended to actually get out of the nest at that particular point in time. Maybe because I was out there, it got a little scared or something, I don't know. But it started hobbling away and calling out and stuff, and flapping its wings and getting off the ground a little bit. And I'm sure that bird eventually took off. Now maybe that was an accidental leap of faith, so to speak. But still, the bird survived. And the bird went off and did its thing eventually. We should not be afraid to take that leap of faith, whether it's in our lives individually or whether it's as a congregation. That's what faith is all about. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I can't see God. I can't see His hand upholding me. I can't see His provision until it comes. Just like you couldn't see the refrigerator that was donated to you until it actually came. But yet God is there. He sees our needs. He sees the end from the beginning. He sees what He wants to accomplish, and all He's doing with us is saying, come. Take that step of faith, that leap of faith. Don't be afraid. I'm here. I'm with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will bless you. But you have to believe that I'm here for you. You have to have that confidence that I'm going to be with you no matter what. But once you start taking those steps, you start gaining that confidence. And you learn the truth that God indeed is not only real, but He's there for you. He will provide for you. He will not let you fall. And even if you do stumble, He will help you get up and go on. Because He wants you to be victorious in everything that you do. But we have to learn to trust Him. How many times does it say in the Bible, fear not, I am with you. Fear not. That's one of our biggest bugaboos, isn't it? We have fear. We all deal with it. But God is saying, in spite of that, just come, trust me. Take that leap. I'm there for you. So if you get nothing else out of this message, remember, God is with you. He wants you to trust Him. He is faithful. You will see it. Don't be afraid to take a step, to take that leap. I have this quote from somebody that Donna's going to put up, and I think it's kind of appropriate. Take a leap of faith. You'll either land somewhere new or learn to fly. Either way, it's a good thing. Either way. I don't know who that person is, but it doesn't matter. It seemed to be a very appropriate quote. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for all the examples that you give us in this world of how it is to be for us, how to walk with you, what you expect of us, and the blessings that come along with just trusting in you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you for the opportunities you give us to do just that, Lord, to trust you, to take that leap of faith. Wherever we may land, Lord, or whether we fly and soar like the eagle, either way, it's fine, Lord. Because you are there with us and for us and supporting us and loving us and providing for us. So we thank you, Father. Just help us to have the courage that when we recognize you calling us to do something, that we just say, yes, Lord, and take that leap of faith to trust you. We can't go wrong because you are faithful. You are true. You are loving and kind and compassionate and always will be. Thank you, Father, for all you do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, our final hymn, and I'm sorry, I can't wait till we all get to the point where we can just sing again.
sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him. Just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me beneath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I fruit him more and more. Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus. Simply take life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I fruit him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him. Trust him more. Yes, I'm so glad I learned to trust him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that he is with me, will be with me too.
May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest upon you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and grant you peace and joy in your hearts. Go in the knowledge that he indeed loves you so much. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And he just wants you to trust him like never before. He is there for you. He always will be. God bless you. May you have a wonderful week, and may you go in peace and trusting him for all things. In Jesus' name, amen.